Are you an AIB customer? If so, there's some good news for you, as the bank has announced it will continue to waive the 20-cent fee for contactless payments. The service is free and there is no immediate plan to bring a charge in. Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been looking at the charges across the board and she's with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Let's start at the very beginning. What technology are we talking about and who has it and who doesn't?
Okay, so the technology used is called Near Field Communication, NFC for short. And if you received a debit card in the last number of years, you may have noticed three little lines that weren't there before are now on your card. So that implies and lets you know that you have this technology. The idea is that you place your debit card then on one of the machines and you don't have to put your PIN in.
Tap and go.
The idea is that it's faster than cash.
Now, there's a limit, isn't there? You can't go in and buy the fur coat on this.
You can't. No, so initially it was €15 when it came about. That was then increased by Minister Noonan up to €30. Some banks let it go up to €45, but that's kind of the max. So if you have one of the main accounts, certain accounts don't have this. For example, student accounts, they don't have it. Some of the other specialist accounts don't, but the majority of main accounts
have
this.
And the idea
check.
Is you're grabbing a coffee and a paper or something.
It's so handy.
It's no foostering about for change or anything
exactly.
like that. So what is the charge? AIB, it's absolutely zero per transaction.
Absolutely zero. So we just want to clarify this. So I have a rundown of all the banks. So AIB, zero. KBC, zero. Ulster Bank, zero. PTSB, zero. Bank of Ireland charge 1 cent. So every time you tap, you get charged 1 cent. So if you're looking at your banking 365 and you see all these little random cent charges, that's what that is.
And it may be insignificant, and as a punter using the service, it is insignificant, but it does add up for the bank.
It does add up, but the way to think of it is, you know, if shop is charging, you know, $2.99 for a coffee and they round up in cash, it's kind of like you're just rounding up yourself. So that's the way I think of it anyway and try and make myself feel better.
Now, there was some talk that they were going to bring in a charge in AIB, isn't that so?
Yeah, it's a funny one. This kind of came about a few weeks ago. It was implied that a 20-cent charge would be placed from February 24th for AIB customers using contactless payment. I called the bank and I've spoken to them yesterday and today and it's been clarified that that's not the case. The fee is being waived. So this technology does cost, and you know, in the AIB terms and conditions for personal accounts, it does say that the fee is being waived up until the 24th of February. I've spoken to the bank and they have clarified that there is no immediate plans to bring that charge in. So AIB customers can breathe a sigh of relief and continue using their contactless payments for
now,
free.
If you decide that you want to avoid the charges, say on a debit card or a credit card, I mean, if you're buying something on a credit card, there is a charge
either
the retailer pays it or you pay it, somebody pays it.
Uh-huh.
If you decide, I'm going to deal in cash only, so you go to the ATM and you get cash out, does that cost you money?
It does. It does indeed. And it costs more than I thought, to be honest with you now. So again, we'll run down the banks. First up, AIB charged 35 cent. Bank of Ireland, 25. KBC, 30. Ulster Bank and PTSB are free. There's no transaction charges when you go to an ATM.
An ATM. Yeah. Okay. So AIB, Bank of Ireland, KBC all charge between 20 and 35 cent.
Mm-hmm.
Ulster Bank free. PTSB free. So on the face of it, contactless is actually cheaper on Bank of Ireland and the same.
Yes.
It's the best way to go.
It's the best way to go,
for small transactions.
Yes.
Now, another charge that appears in your bank statement is maintenance fees per quarter.
Another little sneaky one that you won't notice unless you're going through your statement, which I've done in recent weeks, and it's interesting to see. So again, we'll run down the banks. AIB charge 4.50 a quarter, Bank of Ireland 5 euro, KBC 6, Ulster Bank 12 and PTSB 12.
So they give you your cash, your hard cash from the ATM free, no charge, but then they charge you more than double.
There's no such thing
providers.
As free, is there really?
There's no such thing as free.
No.
Is there any way you can avoid paying these fees?
Yes, and there is, but I have to say that you'd want to have a decent amount of cash rolling in each month. So again, if we look at AIB, you have to keep €2,500 in your account at all times. Bank of Ireland, you have to keep €3,000 in your account at all times. KBC customers just have to have €2,500 processed through your account. So you have to lodge €2,500 each month to avoid these fees. So, for example,
you can
if your wage is going, you can spend it all. You don't have to have your current balance; doesn't have to be €2,500 or more. Ulster Bank keep €3,000 in the account at all times, and PTSB. There's one of their accounts is called the Explore account, and they have a few different features. But it's possible to cap your annual fees to €12, but you can also earn money. if you have a KBC account, if you have, sorry, a PTSB Explorer
account.
Yeah,
I've heard some of the ads for that, but yeah, the amount of money you get back, and
it's
then there's the maintenance account, as the charge as well. So
yeah,
it's capped at a fiver, but there's a maintenance charge as well.
Yeah, so I mean, look, they're banks, they're not going to give you something for nothing.
PTSB's quarterly charge is
12 euro.
12 euro, which is every month, therefore, is...
It's four euros a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's...
Six of one half dozen the other.
It is, yes.
Isn't that so? Now, what about Android Pay?
Yes.
What does it cost to use Android Pay?
Nothing. So this is, we must stress first and foremost that this is only available to AIB and KBC customers as it stands. Other banks, it's thought, will come on board. It's just a load of hoops they have to jump through. But it's completely free. So you can just tap tap your phone against the payment machine and there you go. Download the Android Pay app. It's completely secure. We have a very comprehensive guide to this up on newstalk.com/Pat Kenny.
All right. Now, Jess, I want you to stay with me.
Yes.
Because you've discovered something else. You were almost scammed.
Almost. Very nearly.
Almost scammed. And I have a couple of queries for you as well. So do stay with us for a couple of minutes after 10. Jess Kelly is still with me and there are a couple of points that people want to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get broadband without TV, phone, etc.?
You can, because I have it. I know myself that I have. So I am.
Which supplier?
I'm Virgin Media. So I literally just have a broadband connection. I'll actually look into it on all the other ones. And we might
someone
talk
else
about that
wants
next
to
week.
Know, does Air or Virgin provide home broadband without the bundle? And you know that Virgin
I know that Virgin
so
do.
We'll
I can clarify
others,
better. Yeah.
Another one. What about the security aspect of tap and go cards?
Yeah, so there's security implications in place so that you can tap. Each bank has a different procedure, but I think the max you can do is 7 tap transactions, and then it will force you on the 8th one to put your PIN in to ensure that nobody else is.
So if your card was stolen,
exactly. Yeah, you can do 7 taps basically, yeah. But on the 8th one,
now,
you'll have to put
it
your PIN
is,
in.
It is near field communications,
yes,
and it's radio. You don't actually have to tap. The tapping makes sure it's close enough to the machine. One presumes.
Yeah,
that's why you're asked to tap.
Yeah,
because you can just hold it up to the machine,
yeah.
And you can see it registering. What about someone wandering along with a machine in their pocket?
This has been known to happen.
Rub up against you and they clean you out of 15 euro every time they rub.
That has been found to happen. One of the UK papers actually did a big special in that of walking down a main street, I think it might have been Oxford Street in London, and just seeing how much they can take. So I suppose that is, it's a concern, but hopefully you'd notice somebody bashing up against you a few times.
Do credit cards have NFC?
They do for certain banks. So Bank of Ireland currently do, and AIB are introducing them from the 27th of February.
Someone else is complaining that contactless payments, this is from Simon, are sometimes not debited from your account for up to 4 days after. I don't like it. It can catch you out when checking your balance. So suppose you go in, you buy a couple of coffees, you go somewhere else and you have a couple of drinks, you buy small amounts and you've done maybe, as you say, 5 or 6 of these,
yeah,
which might amount to 100 euro. And they're not debited from your account for 4 days.
Yeah, it's very tough. And, you know, particularly, again, I'm a Bank of Ireland customer, so I am always tapping my card, check my banking 365, and it's not till the day after then that you see how much money you've spent. So it's just, you know, use it with caution. Like you said at the beginning, if you're buying your cup of coffee in the morning and you don't have the 2 euro on you, it's very handy to do, but just don't go OTT.
I have another question, but I don't think you can answer it. It's where does your money lie? For example, I made a transaction from a Bank of Ireland account to an AIB account.
Yeah.
At the weekend, and it was immediately taken from the balance in the Bank of Ireland account, but it didn't show up in the AIB account yesterday, for
it's in
instance.
The cloud.
So who's got the money during that period? Because on my banking 365 it just told me that the transaction was in progress.
Yeah,
but it was gone from my account.
But you see, it's the same. So I have a current account and then I have a credit card. So if I pay money off my credit card from my current account, the money disappears from my current account but won't show up as being taken off my credit card for a few days. So it's in the cloud. Money isn't actually a thing.
Well,
it's just a concept.
Somebody's using it, that's for sure. Because if you make a payment between accounts with the same bank,
yes,
it's instant.
It is instantaneous, yeah. I suppose it's just jumping through all the hoops that you have to go through to do it securely.
Somebody's hanging on to the money maybe a bit longer than they should. Now, the thing that is bothering you,
yeah,
is someone tried to scam you.
Not somebody, some buddies. Two people tried to scam me over the weekend. I opened my email account on a Sunday and I had two emails. One claiming to be from Marks and Spencer's, asking would I like a €250 voucher, here's how to win. I thought, yes, yeah, I would. Then the other one was, would I like to win a €250 voucher from Ryanair? And I thought, yes, I would. I opened both of the emails and I noticed straight away they were scams. The thing that noted me to the fact that they were scams was not the body of the email, because as you'll see if you go on to newstalk.com/Pat Kenny, they look very legit. They have the current logo, they have all the snazzy bits and pieces, but it was the email addresses. They came from Gmail addresses, Gmail accounts. So one was sarah12345@gmail.com and another one was seansomething@gmail.com. No, needless to say that, you know, emails from Ryanair and M&S will not be coming from somebody's Gmail account. Then also then if you just look at the T's and C's at the bottom and all the rest, it's quite evident. But at the bottom of the article on newstalk.com now, I have a guide to phishing, because there's been such an increase in this in recent weeks and in recent months. And I feel now I'm doing like almost a weekly phishing alert.
Yeah, there is one axiom that you can just simply observe, and that is, if it looks too good to be true,
probably is.
It is too good to be true.
No, absolutely. And the things, like, there's certain things to look for. Look for typos, look for fake logos or old logos. Look for urgency as well. If they say you need to do this right now, just go, nah. If it's that urgent, they'll give you a call. But like you said, if it looks too good to be true, chances are it is.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much.